I'm Jamie Durley, Deputy Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections. I'm speaking with Evan Godfrey, a program analyst in our office, about a report called Vulnerabilities in CMSs and Contractors' Activities to Detect and Deter Fraud in Community Mental Health Centers. Can you tell us about community mental health centers?
Sure. Medicare covers partial hospitalization programs for community mental health centers. Now, these programs are designed for patients who are at risk of being hospitalized because of mental disorders. And this provides less expensive outpatient services in a community setting, giving patients more independence and saving Medicare money. And in 2010, Medicare paid 206 of these centers approximately $218 million for providing these services to about 25,000 Medicare beneficiaries.
And what role does the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, play with regard to community mental health centers?
Well, CMS and its contractors generally oversee centers to make sure that they operate within Medicare's guidelines. CMS works with contractors to process claims, to prevent improper payments, and help detect and deter fraud. Some contractors investigate potentially fraudulent centers, and they may refer these centers to law enforcement for criminal charges. They also can recommend that CMS suspend or revoke billing privileges.
So, Evan, why did you look into community mental health centers?
Well, there have been several arrests and convictions of fraud among owners and operators in the past few years. For example, dozens were convicted in a $205 million fraud case against the American Therapeutic Corporation, which owned a line of centers in Miami. Also, OIG issued a report in 2012 that found that approximately half of all centers had questionable billing in 2010.
Half?
Yeah, half. And most of these were in eight cities in Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. Additionally, OIG's past work has found problems with CMS oversight of contractor operations.
So you looked into CMS's and contractors' oversight of community mental health centers. How'd you go about this study?
Well, we analyzed how CMS and contractors tried to mitigate fraud in centers in 2010. This includes counting things like site visits, claims they reviewed, as well as revocation recommendations or approvals. We also analyzed Medicare claims data to determine how much Medicare paid centers with suspensions or revocations.
And what exactly did you find?
Now, we found that the majority of contractors performed few, if any, activities to address fraud. In one example, we reviewed three contractors, and only one of these was responsible for almost all activities to detect and deter fraud. Now, that contractor investigated 78% of the centers in its jurisdiction, while the other contractors investigated only around 5% of their centers. It was also responsible for 8 of the 9 total centers referred to law enforcement.
Is there a reasonable explanation for this? Maybe the other contractors had more centers that operated properly?
Well, actually, the other contractors worked with centers in fraud-prone areas too. They estimated that at least 50% of those centers' claims were potentially fraudulent.
Wow, 50% were estimated to be potentially fraudulent? So why were so few contractors doing anything to detect and deter fraud?
It's a good question. The contractors that did most to mitigate fraud were part of a CMS-led special project to address community mental health center fraud in Florida. Now, the other contractors didn't have any special projects to address fraud in their areas.
Interesting. So when CMS and the contractors performed activities to detect or deter fraud, were they done properly?
Unfortunately, there were some problems here too. Medicare paid approximately $640,000 to 5 centers with revoked billing privileges. Also, CMS averaged 10 months to approve revocations for 9 centers, and during that time, Medicare continued to pay them approximately $2.5 million.
Evan, CMS is ultimately responsible for this program, so what are you recommending they do to improve?
Well, CMS should implement additional fraud prevention activities, like those used in the CMS-led special project in other fraud-prone areas. CMS also needs to improve its communication with contractors, and this would better track centers with revoked billing privileges, and they need to follow up on inappropriate payments.
And how exactly did CMS respond to these recommendations?
CMS agreed with all of our recommendations. It also shared information on its new fraud prevention system, which uses predictive analytic technology on claims. And this should help identify suspicious claims and centers so that CMS can act quickly.
Evan Godfrey, a program analyst for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, I want to thank you so much for sharing this important work.
Thank you.